the snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Sigerville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Sigerville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Friends, this is Luke, and we have time for me to share a cooking recipe, a catfish cooking recipe with you. Let's make some catfish coubillon. Now, you may have know all about coubillon. If you don't, it's really a Cajun name for court bouillon, and it's really nothing more than a kind of a soup, a tomato base, but made with catfish, it's absolutely awesome. Now, I first learned to make coubillon about 30 years ago. A friend of mine, Nate, who owns Nate Seafood out in the far north side of Farmers Branch, Texas, near Addison there on Midway Road. I was a surveyor for a long, long time. I was surveying, running a crew on Midway Road. It was a little black asphalt road. Now it's a thoroughfare out there. But Nate Seafood, that's where I met Nate. Became friends and actually had a hunting lease up in Marion County right next to Nate's, where Nate used to hunt. So we became friends, and he's telling me about Cajun. I learned how to cook a few Cajun dishes from Nate back in those days, and he said, I told him I killed an Axis doe with a muzzle loader. This was back 30 years ago, or maybe a little longer than that. He said, you bring that up. He said, we'll bring those shoulders. He said, I'll make you a coubillon and bring your friends. Well, I got out there early. I was working out there, of course. And 6:30 in the morning, I delivered a couple of front shoulders of that axis. And he immediately, I don't know if he pressure cooked it or how he cooked it, but he said, I got to get it tender, Luke. And I said, okay, well, here you go. We were going to come back at 1 o'clock, get to eat lunch. He said, I'll make a coubillon you won't forget. And boy, did he ever. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you how to make a catfish coubillon. It's really simple. Don't get tricked up with roux and all that kind of stuff. It's not hard to do. Here's what you do. Take some catfish. The amount you have depends on how many people you want that you want to feed, of course. Cube it up into smaller pieces, not little bitty pieces, but say an inch wide by an inch or two long. Little pieces of prime catfish. Blue catfish works awful well in this because it's usually a little bit tighter consistency and maybe a little bigger fillets, but you can use any kind of catfish. The whole trick is to not overcook it. Okay, so make your roux. Now, first off, though, let's do. I'm getting the horse behind the cart here. I think first off, take your Trinity, your Holy Trinity, they call it: onion, celery, and chopped bell pepper. The quantity depends on how much you're going to make. I usually have one big bell pepper and a big onion and three or four sticks of celery, you know. Saute that in olive oil until the onion is translucent. You can take it out of that pot, but why? I use a big cast iron pot to make mine. Scoot all that over to the cold side of that pot. In other words, have part of that pot right on the fire and part of it hanging kind of off, and then put those vegetables over there. No need to mess up another pot, you know, to put your veggies in. And then take some olive oil on the hot side of that pot over the flame and put some olive oil and put you some flour in there and stir. You're going to keep stirring for about 10 minutes. It does not take an hour to make a good roux. You can make a roux in 10 minutes. I guarantee you can do that. There's no need to stir for 30 minutes making a roux. It's just a flour gravy, but the trick is to keep stirring. It don't scorch it. If you do, you've ruined the whole thing. You got to start over. So keep stirring that Cut your heat down some. Don't keep it on high. Keep that roux going. Keep it stirring. Now, I like to make a chocolate roux. You can make it real, real dark if you like to. But remember, this is going to be a tomato-based Cubillon, so you don't need it real dark, I don't think. So after that, after that flour, and it's a gravy is what it is. It becomes about the color of peanut butter. Fold those veggies back in with it. Stir it all together real good. Okay, now take some seafood stock if you can find it. It can be hard to find. If you can't find seafood stock, go ahead and use chicken stock. It works great. That's what I usually use is chicken stock. Okay, pour your, you know, comes in a little box usually. Pour a whole box of that in there. Keep it stirring. Stir the whole time. Don't scorch anything. And then, you know, it'll begin to thicken up. That roux will, even that, all that moisture in there, it'll begin to thicken up, especially with all those vegetables mixed in. Okay, now then, so you've got all that incorporated together. It's time to start adding your tomato base. So I like to use tomato paste. Put some tomato paste in there. How much depends on how big a pot, you know, how much you're cooking. You know, 2 or 3 tablespoons of that. Stir that in, incorporate it in, and when it's all blended in, put in a can of chopped tomatoes. Put those in there, stirring all the time. Don't want to scorch anything. That's key. And your heat then, once you bring it up to a light boil, a simmer there, then cut it down. So don't put too much heat on it. And throw a couple of bay leaves in about this time. Now, you're going to use, I use Tony's, but you have to be careful using Tony's, Satchery's Cajun seasoning. You can get stuff too salty. So, you know, I've actually, the catfish pieces, I've got them coated with Tony's over there on the side. But you can use whatever type of seasonings you want. You could just use garlic and, you know, black pepper and a little red pepper maybe, and seasonings that you like. But I like to use a Cajun blend that's ready to go. And there's a million of them out there. So experiment and find the one that you like. You got all that in the pot. You got it all stirred around. Those veggies are blending in with that roux. And basically, you've just got a big old, you know, several inches of soup-type mix in that pot. That's what Cubillon really is. It's not a... It's kind of a Cajun soup. So put a lid on it and let it simmer. Don't boil it. Just let it simmer for as long as you want to. Your flavors are already there with the tomato base and the veggies. All that's coming together now, or it's come together. So you don't have to cook it a long time. You know, you really don't. No okra in this, by the way. You know, if it's an okra, that'd lend it to be a gumbo. So it's not far from a gumbo, is it, at this point? But it's not a gumbo. Now, after it's all seasoned down, and you may, you know, you may need to add a little bit more liquid, a little more stock. You may need to thicken it up a little bit. And if you do, reserve some of that, make a little roux on the side. It doesn't take 30 minutes to make a little roux. Just brown you some more over there in another little skillet or something, and mix it with water, hot water, and add it in there if you need to thicken this up. Okay, so you're almost there, friends. Now, near the end, we're going to finish it off now. You've got your catfish pieces. Take those, dump them in there on all that, stir it all around so they're covered with all that good seasonings and everything. Throw a handful of chopped green onions on top of that and put a lid on it and cut the fire off. Now, you want it hot. You want the fire, when you put this, bring it back up to where it's just a light bubble, where it's, that water is heated, the ingredients are heated thoroughly. Put the lid on it and cut it off and let it set for about 15 or 20 minutes. Now, that catfish will cook in about 10 minutes. What you don't want to do is put that fish in there and just boil it for a long time, because you'll have little pieces of fish all through it. There's your Cubillon. I've never eaten even Nate's Cubillon. I'm not sure I've had it exactly the same two times, but it's really, really good. Serve that on a bed of rice. I like to put a white rice, of course, and just make sure you got some of those good catfish pieces in each spoonful. And then I like to sprinkle a little filet on there. You don't have to do that. It's kind of like gumbo if you do, but I sprinkle a little filet and maybe squeeze a little lemon on top of it with some toasted garlic bread. There is you a good meal. Folks, we're always talking about frying fish, blackening fish. There is a good fish recipe. We're talking about catfish because I've got a bunch of catfish in my freezer right now, but you can use any kind of fish. But catfish does lend itself well to it. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed our show. I hope you'll try this recipe, defrost some of those catfish fillets, and make you some Cubillon. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show. You know, this is our 20th year to be doing Catfish Radio, and I enjoy doing it now probably more than I did when I first began. It's lots of fun every week. But I want to tell you about a destination, one of my favorite destinations, and it's the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It's up in southeast Oklahoma, maybe an hour north of Paris. I don't think it's that far, but it's an awesome place. You can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and check it out. Beautiful lodge there. Trophy deer hunting on thousands of acres of Choctaw tribal land up there. It's just, if you ever go up there, you will return. A lot of eastern turkey in that part of the country. And probably our closest destination for many Texans to have a real chance to kill an eastern turkey. So that's got that going on. Exotic hunting, hog hunting. If you're an outdoor person, you'd love a visit there at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week and be safe in the outdoors.